Today I'd like to talk about the scripts that are available for Goldwave. There are scripts available currently for either version 4.26 of Goldwave, which is what I think 95 and 98 users are running, due to limitations of Goldwave 5, I believe, basically running on XP in 2000 and maybe 98, I'm not sure. But there are also scripts available for Goldwave 5. I'm currently running Goldwave version 5.12, which I believe is the latest version of the program. And what I'd like to talk about a little bit in this part is how to get the scripts, how to install the scripts, and basically what the scripts do. So the first thing we're going to do here is I've got my Internet Explorer up, and I'm going to give you the web page that you can go to get the scripts, and I'm going to use JAWS to do it because I can't remember the name and I don't do Braille, so please bear with me here.
http://j.baur.5.com/blank.
Okay, there's the address.
http://power.port5.com/0items.
It doesn't read very well that way.
Tab, JAWS scripts.
Freedom Scientific.
Okay, I'm down here on the web page. I'll show you what to look for.
List of 8 items. Bullet.
Scripts for stopup.dll that correctly read the progress of IE file downloads. Left parent direct download right parent.
Bullet.
Scripts version 1.0 for the Google toolbar.
Bullet.
JFW utils left parent my utility scripts right parent.
Bullet.
Scripts version 1.0 for audio grabber version 1.83.
Bullet.
HMAP semicolon module for generating an HTML map of an application's window hierarchy. Left click here for feature list.
Bullet.
Goldwave version 4.26 scripts version 2.1 left parent direct download right parent.
There's the scripts for Goldwave 4.26, if you want just those.
Click here to download earlier versions.
Bullet.
HJ clip dash scripts that allow for multiple clipboards.
Bullet.
Dir list dash make an HTML list of a supplied directory.
List end. Blank.
Other scripts by other folks.
At this level, navigating level 2 headings will allow you to quickly browse the available JAWS scripts people have asked me to host. Blank.
Emmerich data scripts.
Blank. Scripts for
Emmerich
have been developed by Chad Foster. These scripts are in the beta phase and sources not being provided at this time. For
click here to download now. JAWS 6.x scripts available.
Or if those don't work for you,
try these left parent
blank.
Goldwave version 5 scripts.
And this is what we're looking for, the Goldwave version 5 scripts.
Blank. I am pleased to announce that scripts for Goldwave version 5 have been developed and are being released to the public by
Jim Grimsby. Click here to download scripts version 1.5.1.1.
And that's where you would click to download your scripts. Now, you'll get a file. It's just a zip file with the Goldwave scripts in it. And once you download them from here, you'll need to unzip them somewhere. And I'll discuss that briefly here now. Okay, I've opened my computer, and of course you can use my computer, or you can use Explorer, whichever you favor. And I've created a folder called Goldwave Scripts.
Goldwave underline scripts file folder 4/6/2006/12:52 p.m. 3.
And you can call this folder anything you want. It's just a temp folder that I placed my scripts into once I downloaded the zip file and unzipped it, just to know where they were you know, in case I needed them or whatever. Needed to reinstall them and didn't want to have to download them. So let's go into this.
Enter folder view list view not selected goldwave4.jgf2kbjgf file 7/20 goldwave4.jkm.
We have a series of different files here in this folder.
goldwave4.jsp, goldwave4.jsd, goldwave4.jsh, goldwave4.jsm.
And those are the scripts for goldwave 4, which is included with the goldwave 5 scripts.
goldwave4.jss, goldwave.ini, goldwave.jps, goldwave.jcf, goldwave.jdf.
These are the goldwave 5 scripts.
goldwave.jgf, goldwave.jkm, goldwave.jsd, goldwave.jsd, goldwave.jsh.
So they're all included.
goldwave.psi.
I'm just going to talk about the goldwave 5 scripts since I don't run 4.26. But what we want to do here is we need to get these files into where JAWS can handle them. So I'm going to do a control A.
goldwave4.jgf, goldwave4.
And then I'm going to do a control C.
Copy selection to clipboard.
And what I need to do is get these where they need to go. So, let me backtrack here.
Folder view list view, not selected documents and settings file folder 4/2/2000.
I am out on my C drive, which is where my Windows and JAWS are installed. If you're running JAWS 5.
Upsonrig, Goldwave underline, JAWS 50.
You need to copy. You need to go to the JAWS 50 folder.
Enter folder view list view, not selected help file folder, manuals, nav modules, settings.
Settings.
Enter folder view list view, not selected enu file folder 4/1/2000, enu.
An enu.
Enter folder view list view, not selected fact of file folder 4/1/2006, 10:06 p.m. 1/13/13.
If you're running JAWS 5, 5.1, 5.2, this is where you would want to copy these files into. Let me backtrack again.
Folder view list view, not selected enu file folder. Folder view list view, not selected help file folder. Folder view list view, not selected documents and settings file folder 4/2/2000.
Okay, if you're running JAWS 6 and above, then these files would go to a different place. They go to documents and settings.
Alexander, documents and settings. Enter folder view list view, not selected all users file folder 3/21/2006. Default user, Rick.
And then your name, in my case, is Rick.
Enter folder view list view, not selected application data file, cookies, application data.
Application data.
Enter folder view list view, not selected app file folder 3/26/F, Freedom Scientific.
Freedom Scientific.
Enter folder view list view, not selected JAWS file folder 4, JAWS.
JAWS.
Enter folder view list view, not selected 6.0 file folder 4/1/2006, 10:14 p.m.
And then the version of JAWS you're running.
7.0.
In my case, it's 7.0 for this.
Enter folder view list view, not selected settings file folder 3/22/2000, settings.
Settings.
Enter folder view list view, not selected enu file folder 4/enu.
And enu.
Enter folder view list view, not selected place marker, sound, TC4N, G, goldwave4.jgf.
And then you would do a control V to paste those files into this folder.
goldwave4.jsd.
And mine are all here. So, that's basically all you have to do to place the scripts in the proper folder. Okay, next I'm going to bring up Goldwave and talk a bit about the scripts. Okay, I'm going to bring Goldwave up now. I'm on the desktop, and I'm at my Goldwave icon, and I have the scripts installed, and this is what you're going to hear once you run it.
Enter. For a list of Goldwave commands, press JAWS key plus H, properties button, multiple document interface client window, Alt plus W, Goldwave, there is no open file, multiple document interface client window, Alt plus W.
Okay, And what it's told us is if we need help, we can press our JAWS key and H. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to go through this a bit.
The following is a complete list of GoldWave 5 commands available when there is no open file : settings commands to toggle the speaking of label, press Alt plus Shift plus L to toggle the speaking of markers, press Alt plus Shift plus M to toggle the speaking of progress messages on and off, press Alt plus Shift plus 5 file commands to create a new sound file, press Ctrl plus N to open a sound file, press Ctrl plus O to process or convert a group of files, press Alt plus F2 to exit GoldWave, press Alt plus F4. There are 9 files in the recent files list used in.
Okay.
To open file 2 in the recently used file list, press Ctrl plus 2.
That's running a bit fast, sorry. Let me go back up.
The following is a complete list of GoldWave 5 commands, available when there is blank, settings commands. To toggle the speaking of label, press Alt plus Shift plus L.
That toggles your some of your labels on and off, I believe. Like, it will say, when you hit Control F9, it will say record. And when you hit Control F8, it will say stop record. If you hit F4, it will say play using the green button. Things it didn't say without the scripts being in place.
To toggle the speaking of markers, press Alt plus Shift plus N.
The markers are, I believe, for the start and finish markers, key points, things like that.
To toggle the speaking of progress messages on and off, press Alt plus Shift plus 5.
The progress messages are when it's working on something or saving, it will give you the percentages.
Blank. File commands. Blank. To create a new sound file, press Ctrl plus N. To open a sound file, press Ctrl plus O. To process or convert a group of files, press Alt plus F2. To exit GoldWave, press Alt plus F4.
Just some quick little shortcut keys.
There are 9 files in the recent files list. Use the following commands to access them. To open file 1 in the recently used file list, press Ctrl plus 1. To open file 2 in the recently used file list, press Ctrl plus 2. To open file 3 in the recently used file list, press Ctrl plus 3. To open file 4 in the recently used file list, press Ctrl plus 4. To open file 5 in the recently used file list, press Ctrl plus 5.
And this is just a shortcut to get to your recent files. You can do it this way, or you can just go up through your files menu. Either way you feel comfortable with.
To open file, to open file 8 in the recent, to open file 9 in the blank, edit commands. To create a new file containing the clipboard audio, press Ctrl plus P. Blank. Options. Blank. To set how certain file formats are open, press Ctrl plus F11. To display the Control Properties window, press F11.
So I'm not going to go through all of this, but this just gives you a quick rundown of some of the keys you can use. It's a good little reference, I guess.
Escape. To create a new sound file, press Ctrl plus N.
So let's just open a new file here real quick.
Alt F, menu, file menu, open ... Control, new ... Enter, leaving menus, new sound dialogue, quality and duration, number of channels : combo box, 2 left parent stare, enter, GoldWave, the open file is untitled 1.
Now, it will tell us what our untitled file is. We read our status bar.
The open file is untitled 1. The file format is WAV PCM signed 16-bit 44100 HZ 1411 kbps stereo. The active control is stop. The total playing time is 1 second. The elapsed time is 0.0. The start marker is set at 0 seconds. The finish marker is set at 1 second. The selected duration is 1 second.
And it reads the status bar a bit better for us. There are also shortcut keys here, if I can remember them. Let's see.
The selected duration is 1 second.
Alt Shift D gives you duration.
The finish marker is set at 1 second.
Alt Shift F tells you where your finish marker is.
The start marker is set at 0 seconds.
Alt Shift S tells you where your start marker is.
Alt Shift G. The total playing time is 1 second.
Alt Shift T tells you the total playing time. Excuse me. And I believe there are several other keys that the script sets up. Those are script keys. Those will not work if you're just using GoldWave without the scripts. Those are specifically for our scripts.